7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I was gonna say top of the morning to you.
No, Happy New Year.
Top of the year to you.
Top of the year. That's a good one.
We took the last couple, what, 1 week, 2 weeks off?
We got an extra week, yeah.
To enjoy, to renew, reset.
Rekindle.
Yes.
Rejoice.
And be with our families. But this is the first episode of the year.
The welcome back episode.
Yep. And also, this month is a special month because it makes a year that we have been doing this.
That's crazy.
Yes. You have to do something special for that one.
I know. We should go on a little friend date and celebrate or something.
Yeah.
And other things in the making.
Yes.
For the podcast.
Yeah. That would be cool. But also like a cool episode too. Mm-hmm. We have to put our brains to work for that one.
Well, we already kind of thought about it a little. Yeah. Something. You did.
Yeah. But it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Either way. So... how was your New Year's?
New Year's was good. We went on a little mini trip, and then on the way on New Year's Eve, we stopped at an indoor water park.
Where was that one?
It was actually in Pennsylvania. We went to Sesame Place first, and then on the third day, we decided to do an indoor water park, and we just basically drove home for 4 hours on New
Year's
Eve.
Did you end up doing the New York thing?
No.
That you wanted to do?
No.
Oh.
That would just be way too much. Maybe one day. Maybe one day with no kids.
That'd be cool to see the ball drop in New York.
I know. But I hear a lot of stories like there's like no bathroom to use. Like you have people are peeing on the floor.
Yuck. Like, and I don't have kids, so I guess it makes sense to not do it yet.
You get stuck almost because so many, there's stars performing and everything too.
Yeah.
So
They were good.
They pack it in.
I don't know if you like heard it or anything, but New Year's Eve, we were at my sister's house and we had the TV on. We all like play games and like have dinner, this and that, until the ball drops. But the TV was on and the performers were going. Carrie Underwood performed. It was like really nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to go look it up. I haven't seen.
Yeah. But it was a fun time. And I did nothing New Year's Day, as we should.
I know.
It was like a recoup day.
Just a yes.
Literally reset.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But there's... I just want to start by saying that so many... everyone, pretty much, that celebrates New Year, they usually have like a goal or, you know, some sort of resolution. Yeah.
Don't like that word.
And I think it's nice. It's nice to set goals and it's nice to, you know, try to be better. Mm-hmm. But I also think as Christians, we know that we can start over anytime. It doesn't have to be just New Year's.
Right.
We can start off any day of the year, any moment of the year with the help of Jesus.
Well, that's why I don't like resolutions.
Yeah.
Because...
yeah.
It's like what you want, and it's like what you want to do. You're on your own strength, your own timing, and you're not.
Yeah.
Like as you said, Christians go on with it with God,
mm-hmm.
and we have His strength. So like,
right.
to help us get through whatever goals, as I call them, God goals. I hate resolutions. Yeah.
That's where I was kind of getting at. Like I'm not a huge fan of like, okay, I'm making this resolution, but. You know, I'll pray to God and I'll set some goals. Like, I know we were both saying we want to read more into the Bible, like even more and just like really dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a goal we should always have. But it is a nice little reminder of new beginnings, you know.
Like, to me, what's the point of a resolution? If not God goals or anything, like obviously, like if you prayed God and ask Him for the guidance and the help and mm-hmm. stuff. That's one thing, but, like, others, when they just have resolutions on their own and stuff like that, what's the point of it if you don't stick to it?
Right. I'm glad you said that, because I genuinely feel that most of the time people don't stick with it.
Right.
Whereas if I were to just say, like, I'm starting today to eat healthier, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm starting in 2 months. Like, right. That's not going to help me get healthy if I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to just continue to eat horribly for the next 2 months.
Right.
And then I'll start. No, like, that doesn't work most of the time. And that's where it comes in, where it's like, do resolutions really work? I'm sure, like, people have been
I used
good.
To try resolutions. Like, I had many resolutions in the past.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past day four. No. So, therefore, you can't do it on your own strength. That's why, like, now, like, when I had the, like, time off from New Year's and stuff like that, I was reading and stuff, and one verse that would come to me is in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. So the old has gone, the new is here. Mm-hmm. So just going into New Year with that, because anything in 2024 or any other habits, I would say, that I've had, obviously it didn't work every other years when the New Year's would come, you know what I mean? So, like, now I'm going into a different mindset.
Yeah, like, it's a good reminder.
Starting it with God. Yes. Because he could, I get lazy, I get comfortable.
Same.
Yeah. So after, like, the week of January, like, goes, I'm already failing at my resolution. So if I need God, I'm going to go into it with him this time and not wait and be like, you know what, I do need him after I failed.
Yes.
You know? So I'm just starting my year off with God, praying about all the goals that I have this year, because it's a hefty one. And... and just go with that.
It's a hefty one.
It is a hefty one. Yeah. 2025 will be my year.
But the thing is, Rachel, you always have God. So it's like you're starting every day with God because we know him and he's our friend. He's our father.
But it's you making the time is different. Like anybody goals. Can have God.
Yes.
Right.
Goals to dig deeper and make more time. Yeah.
Because anybody could have God. Anybody could say they have God. But if you don't put that time, like you were saying, and anything into it, then
you're lacking in the relationship.
And how are you gonna get far?
Yeah,
you know.
Yes, and I'm guilty of it. Even like,
I mean, I am too.
Yeah, we all are. Like even like with the craziness of the holidays, you know, I found myself lacking reading my Bible, and
it's such commotion. Like
so, yes,
all the back and forth.
But that's like, you know, that's what Christmas is about, and that's when we should be, you know, thanking God and counting our blessings even more.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings. So, you know, it's nice that we realize that.
Yeah. I'm definitely leaving my doubts and fears, I would say, not my past. Mm-hmm. My doubts and fears in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that 2024 had. I don't know about you, but like in 2024, I feel like I was explaining to somebody, I felt like I was on a stationary bike. Like I was on the bike, I was going. I was trying to do all that I could.
Yeah.
And I feel like I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it could be with anything, like with work, with finances, with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And even with reading the Bible, you know how many times I said I'm going to go deeper. And I read, but then I lack off.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm on a stationary bike where, like, I'm going. I'm trying to do it. But then all of a sudden, I'm just, like, not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving all that in the past. I'm going into 2025 with a better head on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go for it with God. And let everything unfold in this year.
Yeah.
As it should.
But you know what that was? You know, on that stationary bike, I think you can look at it as like you're building your stamina for God. You know what I mean?
And for what he has in store for me this year.
Yes, and
too.
For what you want to do with your life and, you know, how you want to get closer to God. I think if you have a really good relationship with God, instead of maybe setting a resolution, we should be thankful for, like, everything he's given us the year before.
Even if it is, like, bad and stuff like that. Like,
exactly.
Like, I feel like any lessons is what is helping me equip myself for this year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're thankful for this year, even though it wasn't exactly what you wanted and where
you imagined.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just the fact that you're being thankful of it is going to allow him to pull you even closer.
I always thank him for any bad. I mean, good is obviously good, too. But, like, any bad, I'm just like, thank you for putting me through that because it opened up my eyes for that.
Yeah.
Door shut with that. There's a reason why another one opens and all that.
And I'm sure next year you're going to get, probably going to be great. You're going to do so much this year, right? But then next year you're going to look back and you're going to be like, thank you, God, for the bad. Thank you, God, for the good. You're going to have bad and good this year.
I'm excited for this year.
Yeah.
And the year just started, but I'm I'm excited for this year.
Yeah. as you should be. I love all those goals. I want to read Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. And it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland."
That was Isaiah what?
Isaiah 43, 18. Yeah. Yeah. Forget the former things. How I'm interpreting forget the former things is we are sinners, right? I'm thinking he is allowing us, if we repent and come to him, allowing us to grow from the past, grow from the former things that didn't please him, in a sense.
Restore yourself.
Restore ourselves, yeah. Because,
like, don't let, sometimes people could let it define you.
Mm-hmm. Renew your strength. You know, I don't think he's saying, like, oh, forget everything you did. You know, like, it's, you know, just move on. Because, no, we need to remember, you know, everything we did to grow from it. Yeah. And we need to remember the amount of strength and time it does take to get where we need to be.
Oh, time.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Time is a killer.
Oh, my gosh. It's hard to wait in time, but, you know, mm-hmm. good comes out of it when you do wait.
Yeah. It sure does. And it, we discovered, well, we were talking about earlier, you know, as we get older, we're in our early 30s. So it actually is such a beautiful thing when you gain wisdom mm-hmm. from age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just certain things we were talking about that we, like, we could never see ourselves doing 10 years ago.
Like we were saying, we care
that
more.
That we want to do. Yeah.
Our, what's that word? Priorities and, like, everything.
Yeah.
Our mindset just changes.
Oh, yeah.
From the 10 years. It's crazy because me thinking back 10 years ago and now I'm just like, wow. If I applied how I am now back then, yeah. like, yeah. imagine other things that could happen. But I'm glad that it unfolded the way that it did.
Yeah.
Because now here I am.
Right.
Doing all this, but...
Yeah, I think everyone's different. We all grow different. So, me and you, I think just like having 10 more years on us really benefits us and the people we are and how we navigated this life so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. Some people are able to do that very young and some people it takes even longer, you know?
Yeah.
We're all so different and we just need to be blessed that we're here today.
Well, and also things that had... Like, any things, like, you always go through in your 20s to grow. Because by the time you're in your 30s, you've learned all your lessons and stuff.
I wouldn't say all, but a lot.
Well, most. You should at least be smarter than when you were in your 20s. Be.
Yes. Not all. But we also care more. It's a beautiful thing. It's like, we want it more, you know? I didn't really care in my 20s much.
I feel like
about certain things.
It helped me come out of my shell, like be more outspoken and just go for what I need and what I want in my life. Especially because now that you're older, like you have more priorities that you have to, like families, kids, homes, like that you need to work for because you need it.
Mm-hmm.
100%. So I like all the stuff that I had gone through or even just grew from just to be how I am today.
Yeah, you're thankful for it.
And leave the rest in the past, like how you said in that verse, do not go by the former things.
Yeah.
Which brings me to another verse in Psalms where that I'm going into it with, where it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." And I'm going into 2025 with that because I don't care if I'm shy in a sense still or whatever the case is. I want him to test me and, like, use me in any way that he wants me to be.
Yeah.
And help me to step out of my comfort zone and not be anxious or fearful or anything for whatever I need to accomplish this year or want to accomplish. And so that's what I just keep praying for. And for him to change me, obviously. Like, you could always be better each day.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm going into my accomplishments this year.
Yeah.
And you should too.
I feel very similar to you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've been praying for. And... That's real. Yeah, like to a T, exactly what I'm thinking. Like, I just want to grow closer to him. First and foremost, I think the most important thing is the relationship with God, because he's the one that gives us our strength and ability to do anything.
You can't get anywhere unless you have that relationship. Like, you know, like, that's the foundation. Like, you need to have that intimacy with God in order to keep it pushing.
And not to say other people haven't got anywhere without God, but there are other
It could motives. Be more fulfilled.
Yes, there are other things and motives behind that that are not pure sometimes. And also what you just said. It's not at your fullest potential. Like, you know,
Or it could take you other directions too. Like, you won't just be complacent there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it could bring you also other doors.
Yeah.
That you might not have known that was there.
Yeah. I believe that with our relationship with God, even though this world is very tacking, it's very hard, like you were trying to imply before, like, it's going to be a lot easier for us because we're going to have that peace and joy that maybe someone else won't have that already made it. They might have already made it in this world and doing, you know, but they just don't know their fullest potential. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you don't know your fullest
potential. And some people think they have it all, but all that stuff that you've gained and the riches and all this and that, it's not going to go anywhere with you.
No.
When you die at the end of the day, well, not at the end of the day, when you die, like, at the end of your life,
it's not coming with you.
So the only thing that you can't have is what?
Jesus.
And eternal life.
Jesus gives us eternal life.
Right.
And what a blessing that is.
So, as 2025 has begun, we obviously have God goals, I like to call them, not resolutions.
Yeah, what we talked about,
So, what are yours? You don't have to say everything, but, like, what are some of yours that you would like to share?
Yeah. Besides, like, my number one goal is to dig deeper, definitely, with God. Strengthen our relationship as much as possible. And, like, you know, be the person he wants me to be. Aside from that, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, I really have some fitness goals. I'm proud of myself for being where I am today, because I've had a lot of chronic pain in my life and I still struggle with it sometimes, but I'm just very glad that I'm able to exercise a few times a week right now, which is just amazing to me. I want to further that. I want to exercise more.
Uh-huh.
And I want to really nourish my body with the right foods. I feel like I'm on and off with that a lot. So that's a huge goal. It's a really hard goal from, like, you know, growing up. What we've intook, is that a word? taken in our whole lives and not worried about as much, you know. So I'm trying. That's a big goal. Fitness and food. And also another goal is educational. I'm thinking about going back to school. Not sure. And also being a better mom and wife. I don't think I'm a bad mom and wife by no means, but I'm human. Sometimes I struggle with the endurance it takes to be a mom and wife. You know,
endurance is a good word.
Yeah. I've built it up for 10 years now. My oldest is 10. So it's hard. Sometimes I get angry and I don't want to lead with that ever. It's hard when your kids are going at each other constantly or I clean the whole house. It took me, you know, the whole day, and then the next day it's
ready back to where it was.
Like, yeah, it's very tiring. And it might not seem that way to some, but being a mom and wife is a lot of work. And so I have big goals for that. I just want to do more intimate things with my kids and be careful, be slow to anger, just like Jesus wants us to do. I really want that. I believe that can help with so much. I feel like I could achieve so much by just being slow to anger.
That's what I'm trying to work on.
Yeah?
Like, just being slow to speak.
Slow to speak.
Because I know sometimes I could just come right out with stuff. Yeah. And I have to explain myself after the fact. But, like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be slow to speak so, like, I'm not... Like, if something happens, and obviously I'm going to have common sense come out of my mouth. But, like, mm-hmm. I'm trying not to come off as that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be more slow to speak and taking the time to let it sink in before I react right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, knowing what comes out before it does. Yeah,
because sometimes
yeah.
it could come out wronger.
I feel like that's a very common thing as a human, as, like, not so timid. You used to be timid, but I don't think...
That's why it's new for me.
Yeah, you aren't so timid anymore. But it's hard, as most humans, like, you know, we have a brain, we have a mind, and sometimes things just come out. That's a great goal for both of us.
Yeah.
Just remembering to be careful about what other people think. Not other people think. Sorry. More like not to hurt other people.
Yeah, yeah. How they take things.
Yeah. Definitely consider not what other people feelings. Think. That came out wrong.
Consider of their feelings.
Yes. Be considerate of other people's feelings, and especially the closest people to us. I feel like that's when we get comfortable and...
I try to put myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Depending on the situation. I try to put myself in their shoes.
Compassion. Yes.
Yeah. Just to, like, be like, okay, if this was the other way around, I wouldn't want that to happen to me, so.
That's the one thing that Jesus gives us. As
they would do unto you.
Yeah.
That saying. So.
Yeah.
Or verse. But.
Yeah. That's the one thing that Jesus gives us that's, like, tricky to have. Because if you're too compassionate, then it can be rocky, you know. But we need to be at the same time.
Right.
Like. What I mean by that is, if I'm too compassionate, my feelings actually get, I, like, take on other people's emotions. So if I'm like really trying to see, like, what this person that's going through a ton feels, I end up feeling down, and I don't want to do that. I want to find ways to not take on other people, their problems so hard on myself, if that makes sense. Oh,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, there's ways to be compassionate without making it fully affect your mindset and your mm-hmm. ability to function.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Don't let other people's problems or how they take things go onto you so hard that you can't.
Yeah. Like, definitely feel for them and pray for them and be there for them, right? I'm not saying don't do any of that.
But don't make it your problem.
Yeah, we have our own weight. We have so much weight to carry ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough to take on everyone else's so personally, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But still being there for them.
Right.
You know?
What's it called? I have one goal you said I have for myself, which I've tried working on it last year, but, you know, as the year goes on, things come up, so I'm trying to make it more of a priority, but the whole fitness thing that you said, I'm taking it a step further, and, like, I mean, since the fall, obviously sicknesses have been going around, so I've been, like, on and off since then, but I want to go back into it strong, like how I was before, mm-hmm. and... obviously I've always worked out, but I want to make sure my body is, like, good and strong and healthy, because obviously...
Getting what it needs.
Yeah, because then when I start to have my own kids and mm-hmm. Get pregnant, I want to make sure I'm as healthy as I could be.
Yeah.
For that. And just, I'm basically the baby's house, so therefore I want to make sure it's, like, a good foundation for the baby.
That's amazing that you think that way, because not everyone does, you know?
Yeah, so I want to go on throughout the year with that mindset when I do work out. It's like a motivation thing anyway, like, if mm-hmm. I'm healthy, the baby's healthy, so.
Yeah.
That. And also...
And you'll snap back faster.
Yes, and I heard you can push the baby out faster, too.
I mean, you have more muscles to do it, right?
And the endurance, I could push that baby out
And Rachel, you know you can work out while you're pregnant too.
Oh yeah. Oh, I already have that whole plan down. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But it's amazing what your body can do.
Yeah. I'm just
as like, long as you're like already working out before, they yeah. say it's completely
it might
safe.
Seem like work now, but once I'd be able to push that baby out in 2 seconds and recover better, like I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, just that. And just overall, it's good to be healthy regardless.
100%.
And then with our line of work, unfortunately you have to hustle. So between my main job, which is the salon, along with my photography, you could always expand in it. So I'm just trying to do that.
Yeah.
And keep God in the center of it all, because I need him in this world desperately, especially when it comes to our line of work, dealing with people and just having the discernment and all that stuff.
He's needed in all aspects of our lives.
Yeah. And we already said the obvious one, which is grow deeper with God.
Yeah.
Read more, do all that. So those are just my main goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the most important thing, to strengthen our relationship with him.
Yep. And I don't know. I obviously have all these goals that for this year and everything. I don't know how it's going to unravel, but I
have faith.
Yeah, I have faith. I'm not stressing on, oh, I got to do this and that. Like, I'm just leaving it all in God's hands, praying about it. And whatever happens, happens. I know it's going to happen. Pray as if it's already going to happen. Just know, just putting your faith in God and trust in him.
Yeah.
As to how he would do it. I feel like I would know when it's up from him, when I feel that peace that I usually do.
Yeah.
When things come about. So, yeah.
You trust that, like, even if it doesn't go the way you planned, you trust that whatever he has in store is the right thing. And
right. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I just know I'm going to get there with his help. Mm-hmm. Like, however he wants it for me. And I'm okay with that this year, because I know we always try to, well, I have in the past, like, always tried to have some type of control in and everything, but I'm just releasing it this year. It's too tiring to hold on to it yourself, so I'm just like, you know what?
Surrender it, take girl. It.
Whatever you want to do with it,
do with it. That's the hardest thing. Look at you. Like, you had trouble with it last year, you said.
Yeah. Like, I just feel more relieved knowing that somebody stronger is behind me, you know, and he could take it on.
Yeah. So for all those new Christians out there, this is living proof, Rachel and I, that it is, we say surrender, yes, but we understand that it's not always the easiest just to surrender every living aspect of our lives to him.
Why feel and be stressed when you have God who could help you?
He can take it all. He can take it all. You leave it at Jesus' feet and he takes it all. He carries a load for us.
Yep.
And that might sound crazy to some, but we know because we feel it and we've experienced it along with millions of other people that it's true. I was in a situation the other day where people I love were just going at it, and I was very uncomfortable, stuck in the middle. And I was able to actually just be calm in that crazy storm when I could have never done that before. So that's just one thing out of so many that I just love about having a relationship with Jesus. He makes everything just better and easier.
Yeah. And I know 2024, my word was assurance, because of whenever we would read. I love how he gave you that. And so with what you were just saying too, and what I was saying, in Proverbs, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just releasing it in his hands this year, letting him take the lead.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be selfish with it, like, hold it for myself and this and that. I'm going to let God take control.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what I've learned is that blessings don't come through wealth or what the world offers. If you live according to his plan for your life, that's how you can get what it is that you need.
It's going to be the best.
Right. And and he's your hope no matter what you go through in life. So when you humble yourself before the Lord, he's always there. No one else can help you. So you could try, but only God can help.
In the right way.
In the right way.
Yeah. Yep. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." He knows the plans he has for us, declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future."
You know, I like that you actually said that, because my next point that I was going to say was God's always known mm-hmm. his plan. I'll speak personally. God's always known his plan for me. And I was actually reflecting before the year ended, and I was like, that's crazy that I'm just now realizing what I've been made to be in this world, like, in my life.
Yeah.
All these years, even if I've grown up in it, he's always had that plan. He was just waiting for me to do my part and yes. come to him. And yeah. and since last couple of years, everything's just been, like, unraveling, I feel like, in the way that he intends it to, because I don't feel stressed. I don't feel anything. I feel like, oh, okay. And, like, it's kind of rewarding in a sense, but, yeah. like, relieved at the same time, because obviously, like, if you feel at peace at it, it's from him.
Yep.
And everything that's been unraveling, I'm like, oh, this is what he's called me to do, or this is the plan he's always had for me. So yes. when you read that,
amen.
It just mm-hmm. reminded me of that.
So true. Like you said, he knows all the plans that he has for us, but it's going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
It's going to be different times. It's going to be different blessings, different things. And we just have to accept that he really does have it all in his hands.
He's just waiting for you.
yes. And the thing is, it's sad because not everyone will see what God has for them.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you don't know him, if you don't want to know him, he's not going to give you what he had planned. He's not yeah. going to make that happen. So if you really want to know what's the plan for your life, this is the way to go. I'm excited. I know there's, like, way more in store for me and you, and I'm just so excited. I've already seen the start of it, so I'm just...
Same.
I'm just trying to do the same thing. It is hard because, you know, I feel anxious sometimes.
Yeah.
Naturally, you know.
But you know who you could turn to and...
Yes, I turn right to him when I'm overwhelmed and anxious, and before I would be hyperventilating, you know, right. like... It's just,
and I know it's like blessing. Easier said than done. Like we're saying all these words,
right?
But we're obviously doing the works behind it to mm-hmm. get to that point. So, like for me, the things that I've been doing, because as you said, we've already started seeing in our own lives like what's been unfolding for us.
Mm-hmm.
And but the things that we've been doing prior to that is, I've been reading every day. I've actually been sticking to it.
That's amazing.
I've been having that worship time intimately with him. So, like, in my own home, on my knees, having my own worship music session time.
Yeah.
Just, and it naturally has me praying to him and just talking to him, because that's, like, your one-on-one time.
Yeah.
And I just feel a difference when I go on through my day, like, or every day of the week. I just feel a difference when I do have that, especially in the beginning mm-hmm. of the week. Start with that. Go to yeah. church, have your community, and go on throughout the week with what you've learned, worship yeah. music, anything. And you'll find a difference
yeah.
if you carry that on. So that's just what I've been trying to do personally, because I'm just yeah. like, this is the only way that I know how.
100%.
And so since that's the only way I know how to get through my days and to feel better and not feel of this world, Romans 12:2, I think, is your favorite verse.
That's my verse, girl.
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
And that's what I go with, because I don't want to be conformed to this world. So every day you will find me doing all this.
That's the best verse, I believe, in the whole Bible. It's like the most important verse.
Yeah.
I feel.
It is hard to stick by sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's what tests you.
Exactly.
See how strong your foundation is.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's so relevant, because this world, obviously, like, most people conform to this world.
And they think, and you know, if you're far from God, if you feel like the sin is okay that you're doing, like mm-hmm. if you don't feel anything after doing the
yeah.
sin,
yeah,
that's what gets me crazy too, is how do you not feel? How could you go out and do this?
Well, I was there before.
So I'm asking you personally, how could you go? No, I'm kidding.
I mean,
I was there before too. I've obviously sinned. But like now.
But like repeatedly knowing that you're sitting doing the same thing.
Yeah, so I guess in stages. So like before, when I sinned, like I was like, oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But then as I grew into it, I'm just like, how can I like think back and be like, wow, why did I do that? Or how did I,
like, or like if you know it's a sin and then you're going to do it. No.
Right.
You know better now.
Or if you do fall into that, like if you are mm-hmm. sinning knowing that you're with Christ and you know that you're sinning is a sin, I hope that you would have the conviction to turn around and pray to God about it and not do it again. Stop it,
yes.
I hope, because yeah. not everybody does that. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah. I love all this talk about just growing. That's the best thing we can do, growing in the Lord, growing in our bodies and ourselves. It's just so important for this lifetime on earth. Repenting is a huge thing. If you're looking for a refresh, not just for the new year, but even saying something like, God, even if I don't realize I've sinned today, like, I'm sorry and change me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be run by you. I want you to live through me. And just acknowledging the fact that maybe I'm sinning even if I don't even know it. I think that's a huge way to restart any day. You do that every single day. But it's we're talking about the new year, so I'm just thinking like yeah. renew. And I think as much as you possibly can, we need to just acknowledge that we are sinners and we are not perfect. Even if we think, oh, I haven't sinned. You just really never know. It could be a simple thought that like you took back and that was a sin, you know?
Yeah.
Like God still needs to know that we're serious about wanting to be wholesome and having his blood wash us, our sins away. That's why
it's important for him to know that you are genuinely like trying to read, trying yeah. to understand, trying to pray, trying to worship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's essentially what you should do in your relationship with him anyway, because always have time with him, make time for it.
100%.
But you saying about not knowing if you sin or not, I like whether it's in the beginning or the end of my day, I always pray saying like if I have sinned and not know yeah. that it was a sin, like forgive me still.
Yeah.
You know, like just to exactly. make sure that like because I obviously don't want to sin. I'm not trying to do it.
Right.
But we're all still gonna sin regardless because that's yeah. what we were.
And he's also going to look at you and be like, well, I'm gonna help her next time to realize right. that, you know, like now you're more aware. Now you have more discernment about all of those things that you may not even know
yeah.
that you're doing.
And if he sees that you are trying to do all this stuff and
yeah.
that you really are serious about like wanting to change, then
he's going to want you even more.
Right.
So Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That sounds like stamina to me. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. He's going to renew our strength. He's going to give us the stamina we need for this life. You know, we're our flesh. We're going to be tired at the end of the day. But it's our fruits and our mind that show him and everyone else that we are pure.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us that strength. And that verse reminds me of
and he the knows stamina I, need it.
I was talking about. That we all need.
Yeah.
We all need.
Shoot, even when I'm trying to get my stamina up on the treadmill, I pray to him. I'm like, please let me get through this workout. Like, give me yeah. the strength.
For real. For real. It's so funny. I know we talked about, like, us being at the gym. Like, we'd literally be, like, running on the treadmill listening to, like, slow worship music. If these people, like, knew what I was listening to.
They would think it would be more intense music, but it's really not. It's just...
I mean, there's so many Christian, so much Christian music. There's upbeat. But, like, worship, I know me and you really like worship music.
If I get into the worship music, I'm going to get into my workout, so...
Yes! You know? It's a good way to look at it. But he gives us strength in that way, too. It's like, it's funny. I can't imagine if it was, like, on blast. I feel like, listen to it, guys.
Thank you.
Trust me. Trust him. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes. So.
Well, that's all I have for the start of this year.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure there's way more, but we're going to...
Stay tuned for the rest of this year yeah. as we go on. I'm sure you'll hear stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, we have a little hymn. We're a little nasally, so don't judge, okay?
We listen and we don't judge.
Yes! That's funny.
Like that viral videos going around.
So let's end in some prayer.
Yes. Because we all know we need it. Mm-hmm. Especially to start this year. The year already started. I feel like already things are unveiling. So right. It's going to be a heavy year.
We need prayer all the time, guys. Throughout the day. Every day. Every week.
Every hour. Every minute.
We can talk to him as much as we want. But yes. We really just... He wants us to be his friend. He wants us to be there. Like his best friend.
Yep.
Like I would never leave my best friend or sister hanging. Like my father... My good father.
Hang That's in. Who you are. Don't get me started. Lord, I thank you for this time that we had together to come together to share your word and share our thoughts. And I thank you for continuing to be with Elissa and I as we do this and in our everyday. And I pray that you help us to gain the strength to keep it going every day. But I also pray for the listeners on the other side of this to keep your hand upon them as well, especially as they try to go through everyday life, but also keep a walk with you. I pray that you just help them to look forward this year and never back as to what was in the past or whatever may have occurred last year. Let all of us just start new and be on a clean slate with you and our lives. I pray that whatever is of you that unfolds for us this year, that we just gain the courage and the ability to
yes, God.
Do it so that it could be pleasing unto you and yes. just help equip us for whatever it is that would come our way. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Here's our little nasally hymn.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Here's our hymn.
Kidding.
Waiting for change to come. Knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my comfort.